This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Donate, subscribe, join up at joy.org.au.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Why do you think independent media and voices like Joy 94.9 is so important?
For me, it's a very important thing to keep independent voices in media because, you know, you've got to make sure that you're challenging narratives that might be said about you. You've got to make sure that you've got people who have lived experiences being able to, you know, give those stories out into the world, to be able to challenge your policy, being able to challenge negative opinions about communities. And I think as queers, we understand that really, really well. If we don't have independent voice in media, then we go back to a point where we're just getting talked about without any right to defend ourselves. And I think that's why something like Joy is fundamentally important, to make sure that we speak on our own behalf and no one gets to tell us what our narrative is.
It's all going very well. I mean, I'm used to the traffic being a bit of a nightmare, but it's going well. Now, we've got the lovely Luke Mitchell here with us. Hey, Lukey Luke.
Hey, still happy to be here, loving this Radiothon vibe. It's so exciting this time of year here on Joy.
It really is, and it's so great to have so many Joysters here with us on the show. How are we doing, Rach? Because we did say that we were going to up the ante. If we, over the two Radiothon Mad Wednesdays, reach 50 memberships, I will wax my butthole and Rach will get a henna tattoo of Joy on her face.
All right, the statistics are in. In the first hour of Mad Wednesday Radiothon, we've had 7 memberships. And we have made a total of $586 of donations.
Thank you to everybody. That is absolutely fantastic. Remember, every little bit you do to help Joy, whether it's subscribe, become a member, or give us a donation, makes a huge difference. Now, we do want to remind you all that on Friday, the 1st of May, the second last day of this year's Radiothon, we are going to have a very special dollar-for-dollar breakfast show, aren't we, Rach?
We sure are. The amazing patrons, Gary and Jeffrey, are going to come in and double every donation that we get in.
Yes, so feel free to save your pennies for that show, that you can give your donations then and you can give a little and help make Joy grow a lot. But what we want is your memberships, because we are upping the ante of our challenge. We want to get 50 memberships because all the drive teams are competing against the Murphys in breakfast and we want to beat them. And they got 20 memberships. Now, I know it's the first day of Radiothon, but they got 20 this morning, but we've only gotten 7, and we can certainly do better than that.
Yes,
so we want to beat it. Luke, are you going to add your voice to this course? What do you reckon?
I can add my voice to this as well, but I haven't given a lot of thought to what I could do.
Because we put you on the spot.
I could get, I don't know, I've never had a piercing before. I could get something pierced.
There we go.
Oh, nipple.
All right. Well, I'll let you think about that. Luke's going to get a piercing. Rach is going to get a henna tattoo. I'm going to wax my bum hole. And we are doing that. So if we receive 50 memberships over the two Mad Wednesday Radiothons, then you will help us be out loud and proud here on Joy 94.9. You're on the Mad Wednesdays Radiothon special. The fun's going to keep on going and so are the tunes. And coming up, we're going to find out all about what Joy means to all of us and some special memories of our Joy times. You're on Mad Wednesdays Radiothon special.
Joy Radiothon 2020 is on now. Sign up as a business or organisational member with Joy before the 2nd of May and go into the draw to win bronze business online advertising packages for your company, reaching over 50,000 Aussies thanks to curvemag.com. Win storage for your business thanks to Smart Records Group, or win a 4 grand advertising package on Joy, reaching Joy's 589,000 listeners. For all the details, head to joy.org.au.
Hey Melbourne, it's your girl Spanky Jackson here, winner of House of Drag Season 2 from TVNZ On Demand. Please support Joy 94.9. They do a fantastic job for the community and it's important that our stories are shared in media and that you have your chance to have your say and for us to connect as a community. So become a member today.
It's 5:15. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Dean, Rach and Luke joining you this afternoon.
Yes, you are.
It's our special Radiothon edition and we've gotten some more excellent messages through. Dean, this one's for you. This is a funny one. So Jeff has messaged through and said, whoever is getting the waxing done, a.k.a. Dean, that is you.
What?
Jeff will double the passionate membership if you wax your lips because you might just enjoy getting your butt waxed. And he said, when he says lips, he means your whole moustache.
Well, I mean, I don't believe I'm going to enjoy it, let's be honest. And you're saying I have a master. All right. Well, maybe I'll happily, if you double it, if you do that, double, you can, what was it, a passionate membership?
A double passionate membership.
I'll do it. I'll do it if you do it. There's no harm in that. Just to let listeners know that have just tuned in, it's Drive versus Breakfast, this radiothon. All of the drive shows are going up against the new Joy Breakfast team, the Murphys, and we want to beat them. The Murphys got 20 memberships today during their radiothon show, and we want to get more. So we're put to the challenge. If over the two Mad Wednesday radiothon shows, we can get 50 memberships in total, I will wax my holy, holy hole, and now also
and
my
now
lip.
And now moustache, yeah.
I'm more scared about my lip, I'm going to be honest. The lip scares me more. Luke is going to get a piercing.
Yes, I'm not sure where yet. I need, like, advice. I don't know. My nipples are really sensitive, so don't suggest those. Yeah. I've heard some horror stories of nipple piercings being caught indoors.
Oh, yeah, no. And, Rach, you're going to get a henna joy tattoo on your face.
Yeah, on my face.
Well, I mean, we are certainly putting that effort in, so we want to get 50 memberships. We also got another message in from the lovely Mark Adams letting us know. He says, hey, Dean, Rach and Luke, I just renewed my membership. So pics of all the things, please. Henna, piercings, waxings, weddings, parties, anything. Oh, look, why not?
Yes, and Mark has pulled through. He has put through his membership.
Oh, okay,
so
it's in.
So Mark really wants to see all of this happen.
I've got no choice now, have I? Now, I'm just wondering, do you guys have a special memory of Joy? We've been a part of Joy for so many, many years. Between us all, it's like over a decade. Have you got any special memories being a part of Joy here, Luke?
I think, you know, Joy overall, it's been so amazing to be part of the Joy family. I think for me, the standout, which I think I've said before, was when myself, Dean, you as well, and a couple of others, we got our beards done full rainbow for the marriage equality vote. Yeah, so a few of us at Joy, including Chris, old program director, and yourself and me and a couple of others, got our beards done proper rainbow. So it was like, you know, the bleach, all the perfect colours, you know, it was committed because it lasted like a month and a half.
It really did. I actually had a huge rainbow all over the top of my head and I had Joy written on the back. That was amazing. What about you, Rach?
Look, my very favourite memories have always been Mardi Gras and I've got a little bit of a clip that I've put together of one of my favourite moments at Mardi Gras. I'm really excited to be on a different angle. I've never watched the parade from above. Yeah. I feel like a god. I'm looking down at the people and I am blessing them with my presence.
Just quietly, anytime the crowd cheer, do you like listen and wave as though they're like,
that is me.
Hello, thank you.
That was from this year's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras broadcast live at the... Oh, what was the hotel? The Burdekin Hotel, the Bear Bar. And you were watching the City Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Luke was all of you doing that. My memory is similar to Luke's. Like, I've had a lot of amazing memories here at Joy. I've done two Mardi Gras broadcasts, and honestly, I just, they've been absolutely amazing. We partnered with SBS Radio, and to be able to be a part of that broadcast was just wonderful. But mine is about that day, the day as well when the vote for the marriage equality vote came through. That was a hugely stressful time for many of us here at Joy. And you know me, I dive into a lot of different things. And I was not only doing Mad Wednesday, but I was also the EP of The Informer when it was a nightly news show. And we had a wonderful team of volunteers. And we really all put ourselves, like, I mean, there was Ian and Ruby who are still here and so many other amazing volunteers who are still a part of the station supporting it, which is wonderful. And we all dove into making sure we were hearing the voices of our communities, making sure they were being heard. And that was one of those days where we were terrified of what the result was going to be. Yes, I had my ridiculous hair, but I had no idea what it was going to be like. And I also had the added pressure of whether good or bad, Michael Dalton and I, for Mad Wednesday, were going to be driving around to all of our queer venues doing a live Mad Wednesday show in a ute. driving around doing a live drive show in a ute, going to all these queer venues, as well as supporting the amazing volunteers that were putting together the broadcast of that day. And that was huge, and that was really emotional. And for many of us, it was so wonderful to be a part of the station, because we all really came together and everyone stepped up and did so much to support it. But there's a little bit more to it for me with that, because being a staff member at the time and supporting the volunteers, and there was an amazing sense of community here at the station, both on the airwaves and behind the scenes. And it kept on going right up until the vote passed in Parliament. We were still doing the nightly news and current affairs show then. And that Thursday night, we had no idea whether it was going to pass that night or another one. And we found out, and 7 minutes later we went to air and we had to completely rewrite our news show. And Matthew Wade and I were really proud of the job we did. And also, I could go on, and I will. The day that the law it finally became law, we actually did a special 1 hour show. The lovely Dee Mason and Lisa Daniel gave us a bit of their drive show slot, and we did a 1 hour live special here on Joy, where we let the community call in and share what the postal survey, that ridiculous postal survey, had done to our communities. And being able to be a part of a station where everyone was doing so much to be out loud and proud, where we were so, we were all a little traumatized and all a little shocked, but all supporting each other so well, but to also spread our voice to the communities, our concerns to the communities, and our celebrations to the communities, for me was, I mean, I can't swear on air, but it was effing amazing.
And Dean, I think the important thing with that whole time was, is, you know, yeah, it was, we all banded together and Joy came together like a community group like no other, because we had to. It was such a big time. But what we saw was, is that we got more listeners than ever as well, because people were looking for our voice. They were looking for us to be the ones to, excuse me, to guide them through this really awkward, difficult, tough time for so many of us. And so we saw this massive boost of listeners tuning into Joy to get that perspective from the voices that really were impacted by it. And that was so amazing to see people really tune in. And it showed me and showed everyone the value of having a station like Joy in the first place.
You're so right. And I think something else that I really loved about it was also the simple fact that that's something we do all the time. That is a really big moment that we can mark, but it's absolutely something we do constantly. We do it, yep, whether it's Trans Day of Remembrance, Trans Day of Visibility, International Intersex Day, Bi Visibility Week. There are so many different ones, and it really does take a whole community. Like, I love being able to come in and speaking to the other bi volunteers and learning about the bisexual community or the asexual community on not just some of the great specialist shows by, but talking with the people in our communities. And we only do that through being together. I mean, I know just that postal vote, it is a really big moment, and it was a really big, important part to be a time of the station, but so is every single day that we're here.
Amen. Yep. Can't say it any better than that.
So we want you to help keep us out loud and proud. And the way you can do that is how, Rach?
Become a Joy member. Head to joy.org.au/radiothon to become a Joy member. Sign up today. You can also subscribe, and you're going to go in the running to win some fantastic major prizes, as well as daily prizes. And you'll hear and see and experience Dean getting his bottom waxed.
Yep.
Luke, oh, getting another membership a piercing. Just came in. Oh, see, people want this. And me getting a face tattoo. So it is time to do it. joy.org.au.
Help support us so that we can keep being out loud and proud. This is the Mad Wednesday Joy Radiothon special with Luke, Rach, and Dean. You're on the Mad Wednesday Radiothon special, and it's time to say goodbye to the fabulous Luke, isn't it, Rach?
Aww.
Yes.
It's been wonderful having you on the show today, Luke.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, obviously reconnecting with my running buddy, Rach, and Dean. I mean, me and you have been friends for a very long time.
Ages.
It's pretty joy, and it's just fantastic to be able to share this with you guys, Radiothon. It really is the most amazing, wonderful time of year. So once again, you've heard Dean, you've heard Rach. Go to joy.org.au, sign up and donate, and I will get a piercing as well. It's going to happen.
Yes, that's so exciting. Hey, Luke, you've got 2 hours of Checkpoint coming up on Saturday, right in the middle of this radiothon. What are you guys going to be doing for Checkpoint?
We're going to have 2 hours of really fun times on Saturday. We're going to have talking all about the importance of the independent voices on air and how that supports the Australian and queer part of the video game industry, which is often underrepresented. So it's going to be a really fun 2 hours this Saturday from 2 till 4pm, all part of Radiothon.
And be sure to sign up for your memberships. We love listening to Checkpoint. I love listening, even though I don't understand 90% of what you all say. That's one of the reasons why I like it. And if you're a big supporter of Checkpoint, which I know many of you are, give them your support this Radiothon during their show. We'd really appreciate it. Yes, thanks for joining us,
that
Luke.
That would be amazing.
We have loved
having
you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Rach.
Thanks, Luke.
Hello, this is Mama Alto, and I would love you to support Joy this Radiothon because the voices of our communities matter.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.